radio.dominican.edu. Tune in, Country 102 will be on in just a sec. Welcome to 102 on radio.dominican.edu. Woo. You're listening to the official Penguin Radio. What's up, DJ Haas?
Hey, how are you, DJ Rodeo?
I'm doing just fine on this perfect Tuesday.
Oh, good.
It's been very nice.
Oh, good. We didn't have class today. Our only class got canceled. Well, my only class was Barry's class, the only one you have.
Same.
Sweet.
Yeah.
We had a great day.
That was really nice. I just had work, though. I work with some kindergartners, so that was super fun.
They were well behaved.
Oh, you know.
They weren't little
jerks.
There's a few.
Good
for you. I don't really do kids, so yeah. I have mad respect for anyone who does.
It's definitely tough, but I like it.
Mm-mm. Well, you guys, we're going to go ahead and jump on into today's show. So what we decided to do was I picked two of my favorite most played songs, and then DJ Rodeo went ahead and picked some of her favorites. So we're going to go ahead and just talk about the artists and the actual songs themselves. So we're going to go ahead and jump right into it. So I'm going to start off with some old country, and I'm going to go ahead and play you guys one of my favorite songs. I've seen this performed a few times live. It's Mama Tried by Merle Haggard. So here we go.
All right. Let's see. We're going to plug it in, see if it's all working. Let's see.
Okay, well, while we try to figure this out, we're going to go ahead. I'm just going to actually tell you guys some facts about Merle Haggard. So he's a pretty... Oh, just kidding. There it is. Here we go. Here's Merle Haggard. Here's Mama Tried.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama Tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 someone in prison doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
All right, so you just heard Mr. Merle Haggard with Mama Tried. So I'm just going to jump right in about this guy. He's a pretty awesome man. So starting back with his parents, his dad's name was James Francis, and his mother's name, check this out, I love her name, Flossie Mae Haggard. I like the Flossie.
That's awesome. Flossie. That's so classy.
It's just very like,
Flossie.
Spelled F-L-O-S-S-I-E. So Flossie Mae Haggard and James Francis, they're from Oklahoma, and they moved to California during the Great Depression, which seems like so long ago. What was that, 1930s or, right? The 30s?
Yeah,
I'm 30s. Not a history, yeah, but that sounds about right. So they relocated in Bakersfield, California, and I'm jumping into it. So he wasn't, Merle Haggard had a little bit of a, I don't want to say a troubled childhood, but he was, you know, got in a lot of, well, I guess it was troubled. He got in a lot of trouble with the law, and he was arrested at the age of 11. That was the first time that he was in trouble, really. And he just continued to have run-ins with the law. So at 18 years old, he was charged with burglary, and he was sent to San Quentin. And before that, we're backtracking a little bit. He escaped from jail like 17 different times. So he didn't really, he never committed a serious crime. It was just tons of little petty offenses that just added up, and because he escaped so many times, they finally were like, you know what, we're done with this guy, just put him in San Quentin, can't get out of there. So then when he was in San Quentin, he was 20 years old, and I don't know if you guys heard in the song, but he said, and I turned 21 in prison doing life without parole. So that's actually kind of, I didn't even realize that I was telling the story with this song, so that's perfect. So he is looking back on that time specifically. So when he was 20, Johnny Cash actually came and performed in San Quentin prison, and Merle Haggard was in the audience. And at this time, Haggard was actually planning to escape for, I guess, what would that be, the 18th time? He was planning to escape with his cellmate. Gosh. His cellmate's nickname was Rabbit. So they were planning to do this whole thing, and he didn't do it. He didn't go through with it because his other cellmates convinced him, I guess, that he had like a future in country music. They're like, you're so good, Merle, don't go with Rabbit, you see Johnny Cash performing, you have a future in country music, so don't do it. So it's a good thing he didn't. It's actually really good timing, because his cellmate Rabbit, he did escape. He went through with his own plan. He ended up killing a cop during the whole thing, and then he returned back to San Quentin on death row. So it's a good thing that Merle Haggard didn't tag along for that. So then moving right along, so this guy is responsible solely for the Bakersfield sound. That's what they call it. And during this time, old country just had a lot of kind of, I don't want to call it like they were being rebels, but a lot of the guys had their own kind of sound that was going against what Nashville found mainstream at the time. So he did his own thing, and he had his own perception of country music, and he didn't really care. He just kept making music his way, which thank God he did, because we wouldn't be having it right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
Oh, yeah. And then another, this is actually, I think he was diagnosed with lung cancer a few years ago, maybe like 6 or 7, if my memory is correct. But he beat it. And 2 months after having surgery, he was actually back on stage performing. And I have seen this guy live a few times, and it's unbelievable, because when you realize how old he is and how crisp and like clean, it just sounds like it's a 20-year-old dude up on stage singing. So I don't know. I feel like you see him and he can't really walk around the stage so well, and he should need a cane, but his voice is just perfect. So yeah, he was a smoker, but they said that it had nothing to do with the actual surgery or his lung cancer, but he still, you know, cut his costs and figured, I'm not going to risk it, we'll just stop smoking altogether.
Oh, wow.
And then from 1960 to the late 1980s, Merle Haggard actually had 38 hits, 38 number one hits, and Mama Tried was one of them. So that's just, it's a little bit about Merle.
Wow. And yeah. I also have a little fun fact about Penguin Radio. Last summer, we actually broadcasted live baseball from San Quentin.
No way.
Yeah, so I heard San Quentin, and I was like, oh my goodness. I guess the inmate baseball team is called the San Quentin All-Stars, and they played against the San Rafael Pacifics.
Dude, what? I'm losing my mind here. I would have never thought that we would have. That's cool. That's really, really cool.
Fun little fact here on Penguin Radio.
Why did we not see that? Man.
And our old pal Stu did the play-by-play.
Did he really?
Yep.
You know, Stu. Atta boy, Stu. That would be awesome. That would be really cool to see. Well, I did not know that.
Yeah.
So. That's why I feel like I forget that San Quentin is there. Like, it's such a historic prison, and it's just crazy
so
that
close
it's literally.
To us.
Yeah, it's 10. I had an old coworker who used to live on that complex. Like, you know how they actually have, like, a neighborhood super, super close to
super
the actual
close.
Prison. So I'm just like, all right.
No, thanks.
Tell me if anything ever happened. So that's crazy. Wow.
Yeah.
I did not know that. Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Merle Haggard. Love it. Great.
So, yeah, I really recommend if you guys are interested in old country or just want to check out some songs, I really recommend his. He has Mama Tried, and then there's one called Kentucky Gambler. What else? If We Make It Through December. And then he has some pretty depressing. He has a lot of songs that kind of reminisce on his prison times, which I just think is super soulful. He has Branded Man and Sing Me Back Home. Branded Man is pretty much a song just describing how he feels like he's officially
soulful,
branded.
Soulful. I love that. That's
exactly.
So
he can't go on with life anymore, and it's hard for him to move on because of his record, I guess, and his prison time. And then Sing Me Back Home is super depressing because it's about his, I guess, a buddy of his in prison who was getting ready to be executed. And
oh my gosh.
He had recommended, like, oh, can Merle sing me a song before I go? So it's just, it's interesting. I feel like a lot of artists these days don't have stories like that. So it's, yeah.
I love the stories. I love the background. Even with my new country that I've, or
right.
the more pop
the
country.
Mainstream, whatever you
yeah,
call
the
it.
Mainstream. So many people call it so many different names.
There's
now.
A lot
I can't
of names.
Keep up.
I don't know either.
Yeah. And I love hearing everyone's background stories or how they came about to be a country singer.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them are so inspirational.
Some suck a little bit. Like, it's like, oh, your, like, dad was rich and, like, that's not fair, though.
Yeah.
But some are just,
Yeah.
So there we go. There's Merle Haggard, everybody. Definitely check him out. Still alive. Still kicking.
And I also read on Taste of Country, which is actually a popular country site. And they were talking about how a lot of country artists shouldn't stop singing country just because they get older. Like, they should continue until they die. And I totally agree, because some of the old songs, I think, come from, you have so many memories to talk about. So many, like,
so much.
Oh, gosh.
I feel like it's like a history lesson. When I listen to some of them, I feel like there's one by Johnny Cash. It's a little bit random, but it's called Drive On, and it's about the Vietnam War. And I feel like I'm learning. You know, it's better than a textbook sometimes. It's just very like, I didn't know that.
I agree.
I'm actually memorizing dates and everything. Like, thank you.
I know. My dad and mom always used to joke around with me and say, how come I can never memorize my homework like I can memorize song
it's
lyrics?
Weird. It's
They're
weird.
They're just catchy.
Don't you have songs from the 90s that are still memorized? I can still recite All Star. I don't know if anyone remembers All Star by Smash Mouth. Get your game on, go play. The whole thing. And I remember Aaron Carter songs from when I was in whatever, fourth grade.
Yeah.
I don't even. So I'm with you on that. It would be really helpful if I could clear all of that nonsense out and actually memorize stuff that would help me graduate college. That
Absolutely.
Would be great.
That'd be awesome.
But no. All right, DJ Rodeo.
Now,
I
for
hear some new country.
Me, some new country. Old Dominion, Snapback, one of my new recent songs that I'm in love with right now. Have
What's
you heard of it?
What's the name again?
Snapback.
Snapback. No.
Yeah.
I like that, though.
So where do you think they got the name from? How do you think they came about it?
Well, when I hear Snapback, this is going to be weird. I'm probably so off. I think of the hat.
No, you're so on point. Are you looking
Are
at
you
my
serious?
Nose?
No, dude, not. I'm like staring at the fan,
no,
just trying to concentrate.
Yeah.
It's so hot in here, you guys. That's crazy. So it's actually about a hat. Okay.
Yeah. So it's a group. Old Dominion is a group of five guys, and they are all from Virginia. So their name, it's of like a Virginia tie. So some of them went to high school together. Some of them went to college together. And so Old Dominion just fit for the group for all of them.
I really like that. So they're like classmates from over time, kind of. That's really cool.
And so one of the guys kept saying hats. And one of the guys said, oh, like, I kind of like Snapback. I like the name. Mm-hmm. So then he kept seeing Snapback written on people's hats. So he was like, I think this is going to stick.
Genius.
So then
the light bulb went off.
Yeah.
The light bulb went off. Oh, you haven't heard my weird accents. Yeah, I know this is Country 102, but you're going to hear like British from me and Jersey. It's weird. Poor DJ
I'm ready
Rodeo.
For it. I'm ready for it.
Anyway, so what? That's crazy. That's just how easy it came.
Yeah.
To them.
So Old Dominion, Snapback is the song, and their album is called Meat and Candy.
Meat and Candy. Oh, yeah. My because two favorite food groups.
And they came about that because they had a lot of candy songs, but they needed the meat songs, like the serious songs, like the meaty songs.
I kind of like, so the candy one was like the sappy, like cliche, like, I'm in love with a girl.
Yeah.
She wears cowboy boots.
The song, have you heard Break Up With Him?
No.
That's
really
kind of more
get
of
it
their
together, man.
That's kind of more of their candy song.
Good. So I have the meat one out and I'll go get candy. This is smart. Exactly. I'm having dinner before dessert. This is really cool.
So their other song. Their other song was Break Up With Him, and that was one of their more popular songs. Mm-hmm. And then they have a few other ones that not really, I like the band, but not one of my favorites.
Okay.
So the song that I do recommend is Break Up With Him and then Snapback. And they're also songwriters for the band Perry and Keith Urban, Kenny Chesney, just to name a few of those guys. So they actually songwrite as well as go on tour and perform at concerts and, of course, their own songs. And this piece was essentially an optimistic come on to a middle-class girl expressed in short, like, quick bursts. So it's actually, it's a cool song, super upbeat, different.
It sounds like
definitely
it.
Different from Old Country.
Okay.
But
ooh, this is so exciting.
Yeah. And
we're giving you guys some polar opposites right now.
And then some of the song was recorded in a hotel room. And they sent it to their, I don't know, what do they call it, a producer or their song.
So they actually used.
They used it. They were in a hotel room.
It was that good.
And yeah.
We don't need the studio, you guys. It was fine. It was fine in Embassy Suites.
Exactly. And then, so I thought that was pretty funny, fun fact to
that's
listen
really cool.
to.
I guess that's how you know you're a good musician, when you don't need the effects of, right? Because don't you, I feel like when you sing a song in the studio, it just makes it all sound so much better. So if you could just do it in a hotel room, you got to be pretty good.
I agree.
Got to have some good pipes.
And I think the melody is really strong for the song as well. Mm-hmm. So it's a very popular song, very catchy. So that's why I think many people like
it.
So we're going to check it out. This is Old Dominion by Snapback. And don't forget, you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. And this is Country 102 with DJ Rodeo and DJ Haas.
Yay.
All right.
Strictly out of curiosity, what would happen if you got with me? Kissing you would hit the spot with me. Come on, skip a couple rocks with me. Give me any of your heart tonight. Ain't no reason that we need to be apart tonight. I got something we can start tonight. Looking at you, girl, it's hard to find. Those stars need to be wished on. Your skin needs to be kissed on. My eyes, baby, checking your makeup in my Ray-Bans, breaking hearts like only you can in your snapback. In your snapback. Come on, baby, shoot a smile at me. Midnight selfie on a balcony. A little something from my lock screen. You're burning a hole in my pocket. We got the beat, let's drop it. Low stars need to be wished on. Your skin needs to be kissed on. My eyes, baby, they're fixed on you in your snapback. Tattoos cut off some Converse. Singing along to the song with the wrong words. Every move you make, baby, it works in your snapback. Whoa, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh. In your snapback. We'll be right back.
kissed on. My eyes, baby, they're fixed on you in your snapback. T-shirt, your frame and rock band, checking your makeup in my Ray-Bans, breaking hearts like only you can in your snapback.
That was Old Dominion, Snapback. How'd you like that?
I actually like that one. I was grooving a little bit. You had to witness the horrible dance moves of DJ Haas. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Snapback. Okay. Snapback. It wasn't up. I like the beat.
The beat was good.
Mm-hmm.
It's catchy. It was cool. At first, it catches you. And that's why I like the first lyric. It says, strictly out of curiosity, what would happen if you got with me? So I like that first lyric. And then another one was... Those stars need to be wished on. Your skin needs to be kissed.
Oh, I think that's so cute. These guys are smooth.
They're smooth talkers. They are talkers.
Smooth as butter. Smooth as butter, I tell you. That was a good one, though.
Yeah.
Good pick.
Thank you.
So far, we're doing good.
We're doing good.
I support your music choices.
Thank you.
All right, you guys. So now it's back over to me, DJ Haas, for my last old country song. So these guys, the band's name, it's... Technically, it's country, but it's more classified as Southern rock. And these guys are just, oh, I can't even, it's kind of weird how obsessed I am with them, but by far one of my favorite bands. So just a little bit of a background on these guys before we get into the song. So their name is Lynyrd Skynyrd, spelled a little bit weird. It's like L-Y-N-R-Y-D and then Skynyrd, S-K-Y. N-Y-R-D. So it's okay. Very strange spelling. When I wear, yeah. I have so many t-shirts and sweaters that I've just been collecting over the years. So whenever I wear it, I love having the reaction that I get from younger people. Like the times I've worn it around Dominicans, so many people are just, they have the whole thing where they're like, wait, what is that? Lynyrd?
Skynyrd?
And I'm like, no, Lynyrd Skynyrd. But then when I wear it outside, let's say I go to Kaiser, it happened one time. Every time I go to Kaiser, I'm wearing a Lynyrd Skynyrd shirt. It's just how the stars align. And there's always that one old person that's sitting next to me or close to me. And they're
right.
Just, oh, my God, Lynyrd Skynyrd. I'm like, yeah, of course you know it because you're like 65 years old, dude. But thanks. So that's just, I love seeing the reactions of people who don't know what it is and they try to spell it out. So Lynyrd Skynyrd, they got inspired. They were teenage friends. So similar to, what was the
Old name? Dominion.
Old Dominion.
Yeah.
All right. They were similar to that where they were teenage friends in high school. And one of the band members, Gary Rosington, I believe, he was the first to drop out, actually, because they had a teacher, their PE teacher, whose name was Lynyrd Skynyrd, who would always, like, ridicule them for their hair and whatnot.
Yeah.
So they just got sick of it. So they were just, you know, they figured, that's it. We're going to drop out of school, and I'm not going to cut my hair. We're going to form a band. So that's exactly what they did. So they actually got inspired by their PE teacher, Lynyrd Skynyrd. And what's pretty cool is, even though they kind of had a little bit of a battle with him because they really didn't like this guy, later on when they started getting famous, Skynyrd, their old PE teacher, actually introduced the band at a concert. I think it was the Jacksonville Memorial Coliseum.
Okay.
And then he also let the band use one of his photos for their third album. It was, I think, Nothing Fancy was the album name. And he let them put their photo in the inside of the album.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, they ended up being a little bit of a buddy with him. So here's, I'm going to play you guys Born to Run, and then I'm going to say a few more facts about this band. This song should have been my senior quote. Honestly, I'm still guilty. I have a lot of, I don't let stuff go that easy.
Yeah.
So this is one thing that I'm always just going to kick myself for, because it's just very, should have been my senior quote, but I went with a Bob Marley one.
What if you were like a softball player or a soccer player or a sport that had a walk-up song? Would this be a walk-up song?
This, no, you or know no? what? No, because it's okay. more of, it's, I call it my road tripping
okay.
song, where I always need to put the windows down and just scream this because it just makes me feel so like, like I'm alive and I'm grateful and I love Jesus. And it's just, so I don't know, AC/DC, I'd have to go with that. AC/DC. But no, so this one should have been, because I want you guys to listen to the chorus of it. I'm going to go ahead and I have these lyrics just memorized. Lord knows how long
I think I'm
going
to leave you on, and I want you to
I will do it. But if you guys listen to the lyrics, it's I was born to run, can't slow down. No regrets, I've been blessed. Born to run, in time you'll see what the good Lord's done for me. That's the part that I scream out with my hair and my face when I'm driving.
That should have been your senior quote.
It should've.
I'm mad at you right now,
but
too.
It was some Bob Marley one. I have that memorized. I don't remember what I put for the senior quote. So here is Born to Run by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
All right.
Here we go. I'm totally going to the chorus.
There's an old man sitting on the front porch now, talking about how he used to be.
Yes.
When I was young, I was a hell of a
I
man.
Love it.
I won't do this for the whole song, guys. I swear.
All right.
Enjoy it. I'm going to shut up now.
To find a job, had to feed my family. The times are hard, my head's still scarred.
Done. Welcome back, you guys. You're listening to Country 102. This is DJ Haas, and I'm here with my buddy, DJ Rodeo. You guys just heard Born to Run by Lynyrd Skynyrd. And real quick, shout out to DJ Rodeo's mom, Jennifer, who actually, she likes Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Yeah.
She used to listen to them?
Loves it.
Perfect. Yep. See what I'm telling you? Everyone's parents I probably get along with, like, fine, but
you should come home with me sometime.
I should.
And just
like, oh, I'm the friend that loves Lynyrd Skynyrd. What's up?
Perfect.
So that was that song. This was from their album, The Last Rebel, 1993. This is when it was released. Really great, great album. This band is a little bit, it's kind of unique in the sense that I read this fact. They have a Guinness World, am I saying that right? A Guinness?
Yeah, got it.
Guinness World Record for being the band that has been the longest running without having how am I saying this? They don't have the original members in it.
Okay.
They've been running.
So they've been replacing them.
Half of them are dead, and it still has been going on. So they have the record for being the longest band that is still playing without the original members. There we go. That's what I was trying to say for the first time. So I just want to really quickly go into some depth about the masterminds that were behind this song.
All right.
So starting with Johnny Van Zant, he was on those incredible lead vocals that you heard. And he has been the lead singer of Lynyrd Skynyrd since 1987.
Wow.
Because his brother, Ronnie Van Zant, was the original singer. But he died in 1977 because they had this horrible plane crash. So Ronnie passed and Johnny, his younger brother, took over the lead vocals. So that's kind of amazing. And a lot of people, you know, they prefer the older Lynyrd Skynyrd because they just say that Ronnie had kind of he was the embodiment of him.
Yeah.
So, and you could tell, like, I can tell a lot of differences when I hear the old ones with Ronnie and then some of the new ones with Johnny.
Right.
I prefer the older Lynyrd Skynyrd, but some songs like this are still just as good. So after the plane crash, the band did take a little bit of a break because I don't think Ronnie Van Zant was the only member to die. I think maybe two or one other passed with him also.
Was this in the plane crash or?
In the plane crash. Since then, I'm sure, some
probably
have passed just because, you know, people get old, man. It sucks.
It happens.
But,
it happens.
You know, inevitable. Oh, that's
that's
my
a big,
big
word.
We were both so shocked. I didn't know anything could come out of my mouth like that. Okay. And then we have, this is also a fun, it's just a musical family of boys. Then we have Donnie Van Zant, who is the third Van Zant brother, and he's in another Southern rock band called 38 Special. So it's just Johnny, Ronnie, and Donnie, man. They sure know what they're doing. I know. It's just, geez. I don't know why you would name your kids something so close. It would be so confusing.
You want to hear something about my family? A little secret?
Yes.
We're all after K's.
See,
all have K's.
You must have great articulation.
Yeah. Except my mom, of course.
Oh,
she
Jennifer.
Ruins it. Yeah, Jennifer.
Come on.
With a J.
Come on. So then we have them. So we had Johnny Van Zant, who was lead vocals. And then you have Gary Rossington, who I mentioned earlier. He was the rebel who dropped out because he wouldn't cut off his hair or cut his hair. Sounds horrible. And he was on lead and rhythm guitars. And then you have Ed King, who is on lead and rhythm guitars. And also he played some bass in that song. So that is good old Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah.
By far one of my favorites.
And then
I'm still waiting for them to go on tour.
I saw them.
Yes.
Stagecoach. So that was awesome.
Yeah.
Super cool. I felt like I was at a rock concert.
Jeez, I'm just missing it all.
Yeah, that was
awesome.
Come
on. So there we go. That's one of my true loves.
Do you think
you guys ever
want
to borrow a shirt? I got you. Yeah, I hope. I think from what I saw, it's a lot in the South. They're from the Florida area. I think Jacksonville. I hope I'm getting that right.
Yeah.
So they do a lot in Florida. And it's like, great, if I'm in Florida,
right.
I'll let you know. But I keep looking. Every once in a while, I'll check to make sure that maybe they're on a tour. Because believe it or not, when I had my own show a year ago, good old days on Penguin Radio right here at Dominican University of California, I actually was researching some stuff on Merle Haggard, and while I was doing that, I saw that he was going on tour, so I called my dad and I was like, yo, we have to go.
Right. Yeah.
So it was perfect timing because I would not have found that he was literally coming like down my street if I didn't look up. So thank you to that show, Penguin Radio. I owe you so much.
I completely agree.
It's one of those things where I was just checking up some facts for Lynyrd Skynyrd for this segment, and I was like, oh, I should just make sure they're going on tour. But nope, I didn't get that lucky.
I was the same way last semester with Country 101. I learned so much about who was going on tour, where they were going to be. They're going to be so close to me.
See?
Or what they were doing. So radio.dominican.edu is where it's at.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
You guys just work your magic.
I completely agree.
All right, DJ Rodeo.
All right, to you.
Thanks for listening to all my old country stuff. People can't take it sometimes.
They're going to have to deal with it.
Yeah.
All right. So I have Chris Swindell with You Should Be Here. Now, it's a little slower of a song.
Could it be like a wedding song, you think? Like that slow?
It could be, but the lyrics and the meaning behind it, it would be more of an opposite of a...
Ah, got you.
More of like a funeral.
Go. Oh, I was going to say a one night stand. Because I was thinking the opposite of like committing to someone for the rest of your life. Oh, God, I'm going.
Oh, man, maybe. Yeah.
Hell. I mean, no.
Heck. That's all right. All right.
Well, that's where I'm going. So. Heck. Funeral. So, okay, so it's a sadder. It's a sad slow.
Yeah.
Not like a lovey. Well, it could be a love.
So the meaning behind it.
Yeah, explain before I keep digging myself in a deeper hole here.
The dad passed away 2 years ago. So he wrote this song about him. And the music video is very sad, very emotional. And I actually just watched it today. And I almost wanted to cry.
I feel like an idiot right now. I just...
Oh, no, it's okay. Gosh. It's okay.
I'm sorry, Chris Wendell.
So the video starts off with him actually on the phone with his dad in 2013. And he had just gotten a deal with Warner Music.
Oh, you gotta be kidding.
And so that was the first clip, and I just lost it. I just knew that this music video was gonna hit the heart.
So, you guys can't see this, but my eyes are... It's been a very rough week, and so I'm not in the greatest mood. So
yeah.
My eyes are watering because now I'm thinking of my dad. This is gonna be beautiful.
Aww.
I want popcorn because I feel like I'm about to watch like a...
I might get the tissue box a little closer over here. So it's a more serious tune that starts, and then it also shows Swindell's tour bus like traveling down windy roads, and it arrives at his house, and all of his family, of course, rushes out to him. And
this is a smart music video, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Sometimes you see some that are like, what?
Yep.
Like, how does that even relate to the song? This is smart.
And it's perfect because the lyrics describe the scene with perfect weather and the family all together. And then, of course, Wendell's notes.
That's exactly what you see.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's so touching.
Oh, this is going to hit the heart. It's going to hurt.
And then he has also different songs because this one wasn't like his other songs. He also has Let Me See a Girl and then Chillin' It and It Ain't Worth
Chillin'
the Whiskey.
It, I know. Okay.
So they're a little bit different. So when he came out with this song, when I first heard it, I had to see who the artist was because I wasn't familiar with him singing like a slower song like this.
You just didn't believe it.
Yeah. I was shocked. So it's more slower. I might bring the tissue box over here for you.
Oh yeah. Are you going to sing along to this one? You're just going to cry with me.
I wish I had a voice to sing along.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
I had DJ Rodeo turn the music up when I was singing. I don't even know if you guys heard me singing along for Born to Run, but I had to turn it way up.
You were feeling it. So.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And then it drowned my voice out. I don't have a singing voice either.
All right. So here is Chris Swindell with You Should Be Here. And don't forget, you're listening to radio.dominican.edu with DJ Rodeo and DJ Haas with Country 102, where we're talking about a little bit of old country and a little bit of new country. And today we're talking about a few of our favorite artists. So here is Chris Swindell.
We're going to go ahead and cry together now.
Yep.
It's perfect outside, it's like God let me dial up the weather. Got the whole crew here, I ain't seen some of them in forever. It's one of those never forget it, better stop and take it in kind of scenes. Everything's just right, yeah, except for one thing. You should be here, standing with your arm around me here, cutting up, cracking a cold beer, saying cheers. Hey y'all, it's sure been a good year. It's one of those moments that's got your name written all over it. And you know that if I had just one wish, it'd be that you didn't have to miss this. You should be
You'd be taking way too many pictures on your phone, showing them off to everybody that you know back home. And even some you don't, yeah, they say
So that was Chris Wendell with You Should Be Here. And Nisa, did I get you with that music video or what?
Okay, so that was
it was sad, man.
Yeah.
I was leaning over the whole time. So you guys, it pretty much DJ Rodeo painted you a very beautiful picture. He just gets out of the truck and he's just walking and all his family members are hugging him. And then right away, I started feeling really, really depressed. And then he's walking through, what was it? Like the cemetery?
Yeah.
And then he's putting his head down and he's wearing a baseball hat. So you can't really see Swindell's face, but right. You could tell he had the crying face going on.
Right.
Good looking crier.
Yes.
I don't look like that when I cry.
Oh man.
It's full on like
me crying is terrible.
Got, what do you call it? Like Botox shots to the face. That's how I look.
Oh,
like.
Yeah.
Like someone overdid it.
I can't
even
speak. I'm like,
and the snot stuck. For me,
yep.
The snot runs everywhere. It's not good.
You
know. So he was,
you don't
but that was a
cry.
That was a really nice music video.
Yeah.
That would make me cry on any. Thank God I didn't. I guess it's not that much of a bad date for me because usually seeing something like that would be like, that's it.
Right.
I can't keep it together.
So, and his lyrics are very touching and I really enjoy that
super
song.
Super heartfelt.
And both of those guys, or both groups, Chris Wendell and then Old Dominion, actually both opened for Kenny Chesney and Jason Aldean during the summer at the Rose Bowl Stadium where I saw them this summer. So that was pretty cool how I picked both of those artists and then they both had opened and I
that?
Saw them. So that was kind of funky.
We didn't even plan this, you guys. Falls into place.
And so I was looking. Okay, so those are our artists, listeners. We picked both of our artists. Hope you enjoyed them.
Shall we recap?
Let's recap.
Oh, okay. So I was going to say you go first.
Oh,
I was like, wait, it was my first song. So the first one I played for you guys was Mama Tried by Merle Haggard, DJ Rodeo. Then what did we hit them with?
And then I got Old Dominion with Snapback.
Yeah, I like that one. I might actually have to go download it.
Yeah.
After this, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I played Born to Run by Lynyrd Skynyrd. This band, by the way, they've been out for so long. I think they debuted in 1964. So keep that in mind. I'm not good at math, but
1964.
50
okay.
years-ish?
Ish. Four?
And this was the band, you guys, that's still been running even after having lost like half of the original band. They just keep adding and keep going strong.
You said 1964, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's
are we
see this
typing it on the calculator.
Yep,
it should be easy because I feel like 2016 minus, I'm drawing magical numbers in air, you know, when you have to, this is what I'm doing now.
Yeah,
what was
all
it?
Right. Oh, I was gonna say guess, but
oh, I looked
52.
Oh, 50. Okay, I was off by two. We got
that's
around
close,
50.
That's close.
Huh. And then what was the depressing song we ended with, DJ Rodeo?
The depressing
thanks
song,
for that.
Leaving everyone in tears, was Chris Swindell, You Should Be Here.
That was pretty.
Yeah.
That was pretty.
That was very heartwarming.
Yeah. So that's what you got today, you guys.
Yep.
Those were our songs. So now we're going to go ahead. We thought it would be pretty cool to actually discuss the legitimate definitions of old country and new country, or mainstream country, whatever you want to call it. So we're going to go ahead and wrap today's show up with that.
Yeah, so it's was interesting to me. All I wanted to do after last week's show was actually look up what other people were kind of saying about old country, new country, right, what they're actually considering since we're talking about it.
You know what's funny too, before you start on that,
yeah,
I had to write a, I think I mentioned it in
last week's
show, I had to write a compare and contrast essay, and so I decided to do old and new. So it was pretty interesting to, because I've never really sat down and compared the differences.
Right.
This will be, I'm just going to keep learning.
Yeah, so I did a little Googling, and I read an article on in 2013, actually, so a couple, 2 years ago, mm-hmm, 3 years ago. Oh, my goodness.
It's already, and, yeah. Oh, jeez.
And
we're so good with math.
We're so good with math. Can you tell? It was written by Bob Payne, and it was this conflict between Blake Shelton and, weird how this name is, I'm about to say, mm-hmm, we talked about, Merle Haggard.
Yeah.
And Blake Shelton angered more than a few country fans about, did you hear this?
Okay, so I want to hear this again, because I think the quote is hilarious. But when I was doing research for my compare and contrast essay, this is a website that popped up. So yeah, I used this as a reference. Let's hear it.
It was,
this is crazy.
I have it on here. Let me see.
Yeah, Blake, he didn't really
he
make too many people
said
happy.
Country music has to continually like evolve in order to bring in new fans.
Which I get, yeah.
And he said, nobody wants to listen to their grandpa's music anymore, and continued with a few other screwy thoughts. And,
well, excuse me, Mr. Shelton, but I listened to my grandpa's,
yeah,
music.
Yeah, and he had just said this when Merle Haggard had a sold-out concert. And it kind of made him look dumb in a way, because why would you say that when you have Merle Haggard, who's still selling out concerts?
Yeah. Oh, it's crazy.
And so basically they said that it's just different music styles, and I completely agree, because the newer music or the newer country is talking about boots,
it's
short
a lot,
shorts,
beers,
tobacco.
It's,
yeah,
just,
and then old
some
country
are really pretty, like the Chris Swindoll one you played, and
right,
even the Snapback one was totally awesome, but there are some songs. If you guys want to hear an interesting one, and I quoted this in my essay, check out Blake Shelton's, what is it, Boys Round Here, where literally the
here,
chorus,
yeah,
is like, chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco, spit. I'm like, yep, really? That's what you put now?
Yep.
That's what you put in songs?
Yeah, so, and then it was talking about how old country, how Merle Haggard song's are a history lesson on the real life
completely
of her, and then Blake sings about whatever his professional songwriter teams write for him. So it kind of just shows,
that,
yeah, it kind of just shows
it
a little bit about,
yeah,
old country, new, mm-hmm, country. And then they said new country has turned into a little more pop music with a southern accent.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, because I feel like with all the new technology now that they have, or the ability that they can do for songs, like back then you couldn't have someone spinning like a DJ table. You just,
right,
had a guitar and your instruments. But now I feel like they can add so much stuff. So it is,
yeah,
a little bit poppy with, just like you said, with the southern accent.
And then I read also that some say old gives them headaches, but then others are like new gives them headaches. So I read a little bit about
back
both.
Back and forth. Okay.
And then that many even dislike country. Like,
yeah,
there was many that just weren't.
Well, I
into
get
it
a lot of, it's weird, I get uncomfortable sometimes telling people that I like country music, just because a lot of people, they don't really like it.
Yeah.
But, and I think it's so funny how they're in the same genre. They're just subgenres, but they're so different.
Right.
So it's just, what's funny to me is that you had the original, like Hank Williams, just for me was one of the main, you know, country artists to start off, and then Jimmy Rogers, of course. But what they were doing was considered, you know, old country. And then when you had people like Merle Haggard come in, and Johnny Cash, and Waylon Jennings, people actually saw that as kind of like a rebellion against old country.
Yeah.
So even though that's considered old country now, at that time, it's like how new country is now. Like, they were adapting to stuff in, around the 60s and the 70s, just like new country is adapting now in the,
yep,
21st century. So it's kind of like, I get,
I kind of
read
they mean something
when
like
it has
that too
to,
as,
yeah,
well. Yeah.
It has to move along.
Right.
Just wish you guys wouldn't all die, but
stay with me,
please.
Yeah, so I just read a little bit about that.
That's and really cool.
Also, I noticed that the CMAs always do a really good job. I don't know if you've ever watched a few of the CMAs. They do a really good job of, like, incorporating the old musicians with the new musicians. Some there was one with, like, Alan Jackson and George Strait, and they played a tribute to George Jones.
So good. I just did a Hang Loose thing. Yeah. You guys can see it, but
so I love that. I appreciate that as well. Like, as much as I love new country, I like to see the older country musicians come back and do tributes and sing it.
Oh, George Strait. You guys will hear him, I can assure you, later on in our shows.
Yeah, I listened to a few of his songs. I don't mind him.
He's
yeah.
more like, it's considered, I feel like he's in that middle section of when it was making the section into mainstreamish.
And then now country. He's bringing up some new.
Exactly. Well, I actually heard somewhere that he doesn't perform anymore. He had his like official last performance, and now he's taking a break. So it's like, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. Now when I start going to Texas on a regular basis, you stop. I'm mad at everyone deep down. I have a bone to pick with the old country artists.
I know. I feel like everyone that I want to see is in Nashville all the time.
Oh, always.
It's always Nashville or Texas.
It's a little bit hard to get over there to Tennessee and Texas.
Can't just
gotta
plan for
that. I'm like, hey, you guys, there's a concert in Texas. You just want to hop on the next flight out. We'll figure the rest out.
Yep.
Yeah, we're fine. We don't need to go to school.
Nope.
So one day we'll have to. We should plan it. We'll be smart. We'll do it.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. So that is going to be it for today's show. Please tune in next Tuesday for Country 102, 5 to 6. I'm here. We're DJ Haas, and I'm here with
DJ Rodeo. Yeah. It's a little surprise next week. We're not going to tell you what we're going to talk about. So in that case, you got to tune in and see what we're going to bring you guys.
Mm-hmm. We're trying to see if this whole suspense thing works.
Yeah. So you better tune in 5 Please. To 6
That would
Tuesdays.
Be great. So we're not just talking
Will we be
ourselves.
Here next Tuesday? No.
Oh, well, golly. Good we're memory,
gonna,
DJ Rodeo.
We're going to be on a different day next week because we both have an event, but that's all right. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned for Country 102. Yes. You'll be able to go on radio.dominican.edu and mm-hmm. check out any of our shows, actually, throughout the semester.
For sure.
Or any of our other
Yep. There, we have some
DJs.
Pretty great ones this yeah. semester. Every semester, they're pretty great. Gosh, everybody's
so creative.
Our
DJs are awesome.
So, yeah, definitely check them out. Check us out. And we will see you guys next week for sure.
All right. We're out. Catch you guys later.
Bye, buddies.
For the story, it takes place between episodes 3 and 4. And actually, there is a revelation that there is another Jedi that survived Order 66.
Wow, man. Thank you for that beautiful...